Research framework and questions. Research shows the absence of culturally responsive services and supports for Indigenous and autistic peoples in educational and disability service spaces is correlated to negative social outcomes in holistic individual and public health and in the field of education. As a potential way to address the research problem as it's presented in current scholarly literature and understood from my perspective, I recommended the following main research question as our starting point. How might BC post-secondary teaching and learning practices and policy better integrate Indigenous knowledges in education and arts programming to disrupt patterns of social injustice, exclusion, and cultural genocide while promoting positive identity formation, pride, and resilience for Indigenous autistics? Additional research questions were developed by participants following a mind mapping exercise to identify key topics to explore, referring to a modified inquiry framework based upon Thompson River University's Aboriginal Education Framework. This mapping exercise was followed by a collaborative consensus approach among participants to vote on key topics, narrowing to and selecting one topic reflective of the modified inquiry framework to guide the development of a co-created research question within each area of the framework. The modified inquiry framework depicts four quadrants representing significant areas to explore to better understand and plan for Indigenous student educational experience, history and traditions, services and supports, transformational educational practices, and collective good and critical hope. In the center of the framework is a fire representing student self-knowledge. The fire is symbolic of the inherent natural capacity within students and the transformational power they possess. In addition to the original research question in the realm of self-knowledge, the participants asked, what stressors and barriers do learners experience in post-secondary environments, and what strategies do you use to overcome obstacles for greater success and a sense of purpose in post-secondary? For history and traditions, how do learners in post-secondary access cultural history, knowledges, and practices to support strengthening cultural identity in the context of ongoing colonization in education and society? In services and supports, participants asked, how does a post-secondary institution provide equity-deserving learners the services and supports to meet learner goals and align with coursework and desired outcomes? In transformational education practices, what teaching and learning practices do you recommend for creating safer, equitable, inclusive learning environments for Indigenous autistic students? And to ensure a focus beyond self, a fundamental ethic across various Indigenous worldviews, for collective good and critical hope, participants asked, how do we create a future post-secondary education that offers hope and promise to Indigenous autistic students?